for Center Stage. This is a celebration of performing arts in Sonoma County. It's a good time for a celebration of any kind. It's brought to you by the Green Music Center at Sonoma State University. And coming up tomorrow, November 15th, it starts. You've probably heard the name before when it comes to performances. Oliver is playing at the 6th Street Playhouse, and it runs through December 15th. The director of Oliver, Pat Nims, is on the KSRO live line. And Pat, good to have you here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yes, absolutely. And I know you'll pardon the interruption if we need to interrupt the conversation at some point about this other breaking story.
I understand.
I'm very curious, not just about Oliver, because most of us know the story being performed at the 6th Street Playhouse now. Talk about the kids who are starring in this show.
Well, we've got two Olivers. Gus Jordan and Cecilia Brenner are alternating Olivers. There's an additional cast of nine other kids that are in the show. And they're just fabulous. I mean, Oliver is a great classic because, it didn't start as a children's story, obviously. It started as a social commentary about hypocrisy and how society treats its most vulnerable, the orphans. And at the time that Charles Dickens wrote the book, London was almost literally awash in orphans. There was just this tremendous social problem.
One of the reasons why it continues to be so timely, Pat.
Exactly. But Lionel Bart did a wonderful thing in the 60s when he wrote Oliver. He wrote all the music, the lyrics, the words, which is very rarely that one person writes an entire musical. But he really changed it into a child's adventure story. And it's a wonderful thing to watch Oliver as Oliver progresses from this downtrodden, oppressed workhouse boy into the very exciting life of the seamy underbelly of London. And unlike some children's stories theater for children, there's some real danger in Oliver's world. It's not all peaches and cream, as they would say. So. Some wonderful songs that some folks of a certain age might remember from the 60s. Who Will Buy, Consider Yourself, Pick a Pocket or Two. Just some wonderful songs. And in putting this production together, myself and the whole staff at 6th Street Playhouse, even before the fires, we totally envisioned this show as a gift to the community. Completely family friendly, lots of fun, lots of surprises within the production, both within the casting and hopefully in terms of how it's staged. And it's just a very fun, adventuresome kind of show, very interactive. Audience can sit on the stage and just be inches away from the action if they want to be. It's a little unusual.
It is a little unusual, but it sounds like fun, and anytime you can interact with a live play, especially one like Oliver, so much the better. Mm-hmm. And starts tomorrow night?
Starts tomorrow night, and it runs through December 15th.
Okay, so a full month of Oliver.
A full month of Oliver out at the Playhouse. In addition to our two Olivers, Gus and Cecilia, some other local favorites, David Yen plays Fagin, Brittany Law plays Nancy, Zachary Hasmany plays Bill Sykes, Dwayne Cincelli is in the cast, Amy Weber, Robert Nelson. We've got some really wonderful performers, it's fun to be in a show for them where all the adults are basically horrible people.
That sounds like a great one to take the kids to
just for that reason alone to get that somebody else actually remembers and see the world through their eyes.
Well, 6th Street Playhouse does a miraculous job of performing and directing these things too. They're always great shows. This one, Oliver, begins tomorrow night, runs through December 15th. The director is Pat Nims. Pat, thanks for being with us. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right, good luck with the show. That is Center Stage, a celebration of performing arts in Sonoma County. It's brought to you by the Green Music Center at Sonoma State University.